From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Always Leave 'Em Dying, a Shel Scott mystery by Richard S. Prather. Now, let's begin with Always Leave 'Em Dying. Chapter 1.
Let me out of this thing, I yelled.
The shapely psychiatrist, the two doctors, both burly guards, everybody ignored me. The straight jacket's canvas held my arms tight. My wrenched shoulder ached. My head ached, my back ached, hell, I ached all over. My 6'2 was horizontal on a stretcher, and the two bruisers carried it and my 205 pounds easily down the long corridor. I was as confused as modern art, and being in the stupid insane asylum didn't help. Consciousness had just returned, and my eyes wouldn't yet focus properly, but I could see the two doctors, Wolf and Yancey, walking at the left side of the stretcher. I shouted at them,
"What the hell is this? Are you damn fools part of the staff or patients? I'm Shel Scott, a private detective, and I'm not crazy. Do I look crazy?"
They didn't even glance around. Maybe that was the wrong thing to ask them anyway. Inch-long white hair sticking up in the air like a scalp-sized cowlick, peculiarly angled whitish eyebrows, and a slightly bent nose may not be glamour, with there no indication of cackling gray matter. I turned my head to the right side of the stretcher, and there, in her starched white uniform, was the lovely little psychiatrist with a shape that should have unstarched her uniform, and my eyes suddenly focused improperly. The stretcher veered left. I was carried into a room, lights blazed, and I was dumped unceremoniously onto a narrow bed, yelling like a fiend. Dr. Wolf stared down at me, light glancing from rimless glasses perched on his bulbous nose. He looked like a silver-eyed owl as he said, "Knee's getting violent again." He left, returned shortly with a gleaming hypodermic.